Hello and welcome to another edition of the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We'd like to get right into it today. And what we're going to get into is the language, the roots of the Democratic bill on abortion that's coming for a vote this week in the Senate. Now, you know that the majority leader, Charles Schumer, who is angry and who is seeking political advantage after the leak of this draft Supreme Court decision that would overturn Roe v. Wade, Schumer is vowing to hold a vote on a bill to legalize abortion all across the country. So he said, every American is going to see which side every senator stands. A vote on this legislation is not an abstract exercise. This is as urgent and real as it gets. Okay, so that's Charles Schumer on a bill to legalize abortion. Brought about, of course, by the fact that this draft of a Supreme Court decision did leak. The decision would, if it actually became a reality, overturn Roe versus Wade. Now, Democrats have been preparing for this day for quite a while. They have never been able to pass a bill that legalized abortion, but that doesn't mean they have not written bills legalizing abortion. And indeed, the bill that Schumer will force to a vote this week, no, it ain't going to pass, but the bill that Schumer is going to force to a vote was introduced last year, long before the leak of any Supreme Court draft. It was introduced by Senator Richard Blumenthal, the Democratic senator, with 47 Democratic co-sponsors. That's virtually the entire Democratic caucus. So, I mean, they're all on board for this bill. But that was in 2021. The 2022 version of the Blumenthal bill is not the 2021 version of the Blumenthal bill, not by a long shot. Now, the abortion issue is now center stage, and Democrats have made a lot of changes to their bill. The short version is that they've tried to make it less radical sounding and thus more palatable to more Americans. But look at the two bills. The 2021 version probably captures the truer sense of how its Democratic authors view the issue. For that reason, I think it's worth taking a look at. So what I'm going to do is quote long passages from the 2021 bill. Hopefully you'll find that kind of interesting. One thing has not changed from the 2021 bill to the 22 bill. Both bills are named the Women's Health Protection Act, although one is dated 21, others dated 22. But beyond that, the earlier bill is 26 pages long, and the new bill is 13 pages long. So what is the difference? The difference is that the 2021 bill featured a long list of what are called findings, in which Senate Democrats laid out their reasons for writing the bill, for why it's necessary, for why they've decided to do this. In the new bill, Democrats have thrown out all the findings. They've just thrown out the findings altogether and stuck to the main purpose of the bill, which is to legalize abortion at all stages of pregnancy across the United States and especially important, to forbid states from passing their own restrictions on abortion. But the findings, the section of the 2021 bill called findings, reveal some important Democratic motivations and views. So let's go into the findings from the Blumenthal bill of 2021. The findings begin by declaring abortion essential health care and denouncing limits on abortion. And then the bill introduces its fundamental purpose, which is the achievement of reproductive justice. That's capital R, capital J, reproductive justice. So, quote, reproductive justice requires every individual to have the right to make their own decisions about having children, regardless of their circumstances, and without interference and discrimination. That's how the bill describes it. Reproductive justice is a human right that can and will be achieved when all people, regardless of actual or perceived race, color, national origin, immigration status, sex, including gender identity, sex stereotyping, or sexual orientation, age, or disability status, have the economic, social, and political power and resources to define and make decisions about their bodies, health, sexuality, families, and communities in all areas of their lives with dignity and self-determination. Whew, well, that was a long one. That is what reproductive justice is, but actually there's more. Going to continue here. Quote, Reproductive justice seeks to address restrictions on reproductive health, including abortion, that perpetuate systems of oppression, lack of bodily autonomy, white supremacy, and anti-black racism. This is all a quote from the bill. Continuing, this violent legacy has manifested in policies including enslavement, rape, and experimentation on black women, forced sterilizations, medical experimentation on low-income women's reproductive systems, and the forcible removal of indigenous children. Access to equitable reproductive health care, including abortion services, has always been deficient in the United States for Black, Indigenous, and other people of color. Now, that's known as BIPOC, BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, and other people of color and their families. Okay, there's still more. Quote, abortion-specific restrictions are a tool of gender oppression as they target healthcare services that are used primarily by women. These paternalistic restrictions rely on and reinforce harmful stereotypes about gender roles, women's decision-making, and women's need for protection instead of support, undermining their ability to control their own lives and well-being. End quote. Now, the bill goes on to cite the United Nations human rights experts, who it says are concerned about U.S. limits to U.S. efforts to limit abortion. So here it is. You have reproductive justice, white supremacy, enslavement, Black, Indigenous, and other people of color, BIPOC, all of this in the findings section of the bill in which Democrats say why they are actually doing this. Now, there's another really, really notable part of the 2021 bill, and that is its tortured use of the words women and woman. These are two of the most troubling words for Democrats at the moment. In the past, they've been extremely important politically in terms of women voters, for example, but they are just absolutely tortured right now. And that's what we're going to discuss next.
Trump Media and Technology Group CEO Devin Nunes joins us to discuss the fierce battle over free speech. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, Nunes discusses the recent surge on his Truth Social site, Elon Musk buying Twitter, and the Biden administration's new disinformation governance board. I'll also explain how even our own military is now dependent upon China for critical products and how the problem is getting worse. Follow the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I said I was going to discuss the tortured use of the word women and woman in the Democrats' abortion bills. I'm going to get to that just a minute, though. I did want to say, if you've been listening to the podcast, enjoying it, hopefully learning a little bit from it, it would be great if you could subscribe to the podcast. You can do it at iTunes, anywhere you get your podcasts. Would really, really appreciate it if you would subscribe to the Byron York Show. Now, on the use of the words women and woman, one particularly notable part of the 2021 bill is the way it uses these words. Now, you got to remember, the bill is titled the Women's Health Protection Act, but that would imply that only women become pregnant and give birth, which is, of course, true, but it's not something that progressive Democrats like to say these days. So the 2021 bill addresses this issue, actually, straight on, and I'm going to read the part that addresses this issue. Quote, the terms woman and women are used in this bill to reflect the identity of the majority of people targeted and affected by restrictions on abortion services. Okay, so it says it uses the terms women and woman to reflect the identity of the majority of people, okay, who are affected by laws that limit abortion. Okay, quote, and to address squarely the targeted restrictions on abortion, which are rooted in misogyny. Okay, so it says restrictions on abortion are rooted in a hatred of women. So, continuing to quote, however, access to abortion services is critical to the health of every person capable of becoming pregnant. This act is intended to protect all people with the capacity for pregnancy, dash, cisgender women, transgender men, non-binary individuals, those who identify with a different gender, and others who are unjustly harmed by restrictions on abortion services. Okay, so the bill is intended to protect access to abortion for every person capable of becoming pregnant, but not women. Every person capable of becoming pregnant. So that's kind of a tortured paragraph. On the other hand, in many ways, it really exposed the bare id of today's Democratic Party. The findings section is just filled with the kind of language that turns off voters in the vast middle of the American electorate, Democrats, Republicans, Independents. And that is why, with the Supreme Court leak pushing abortion to the front of the political debate, and with midterm elections on the way, Democrats have removed all that language from the 2021 version of the bill. Okay, so the Women's Health Protection Act of 2022 is very different from the 2021 version. And the big difference is they took out all of those findings. They just threw them out. The findings were the reason for writing the bill. Now, the stuff about reproductive justice, capital R, capital J, it's gone. About Black and Indigenous, other people of color, BIPOC, gone. Non-binary individuals, the stuff about non-binary individuals, just gone. White supremacy, gone. Misogyny, just gone. Nowhere to be found. So it's all out of the bill. Democrats know the public will be watching, thanks to the Supreme Court leak. And they don't want Americans to see what they wrote, what they really think about this issue. Now, one notable aspect of the 2021 bill has made it into the 2022 bill, even though it's known as the Women's Health Protection Act. Okay, the Women's Health Protection Act of 2022, the title is the only place in the entire bill that the word women or woman appears. Okay, so the Women's Health Protection Act, the word women in the title is the only place it appears in the entire bill. Instead, the 2022 bill, the one that the Senate will vote on, is designed to cover any person who is pregnant. It describes its purpose as protecting, quote, a person's ability to determine whether to continue or end a pregnancy. And it would strike down any effort to, quote, interfere with a person's ability to terminate a pregnancy, or to diminish in any way negatively a person's constitutional right to terminate a pregnancy. Now, they didn't call it the Person's Health Protection Act. They called it the Women's Health Protection Act, but it won't use the word women. It threw out all the stuff about misogyny. It threw out all the stuff about oppression, about reproductive justice, about BIPOC, about non-binary individuals. It just threw it all out. It's all gone in the 2022 bill. So the 2022 bill, which does lay out, as they say, codify Roe v. Wade, does it without all of the explanatory material from the 2021 bill. Okay, and that is the bill that Schumer will force senators to vote on this week. Now, he knows it's not going to pass, but he also knows that unlike the 2021 version of the bill, the world will be watching. Somebody might even breathe the bill. And Schumer and his Democratic colleagues, and remember, 47 of them co-signed with Senator Blumenthal in the 2021 version. Schumer and his Democratic colleagues do not want the world to see what the party wrote just last year. So sometimes it's worthwhile to go in and actually read the bills. And in this case, to read the different versions of the bills to see what's going on. And that's what's going on with the Democratic abortion bill that the Senate will probably vote on, unless Schumer changes course. He's done that before, but probably vote on this week. And just wanted you to know about him. Glad you could join us. Always glad when you can listen here with us. And hope you'll join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.